First of all, Tafish might have time, but just not to ignore what happened Wednesday night. Imam received a mukhish. Yeah, like in 1 second. Something that you really think is going to happen. And in one upshot, you hear the news that Trafen and Achavok. The news is he's already out, he's waiting for his life to
come. When I heard it, I thought, okay, he's being a. Yes, happened the procedure, the papier.
I'm not so much spoiled from that so much because I can't say, I can say this in life, it happens a lot of times, such things. I experience such
in
things.
Such a thing?
But in such a in something for years things? And years and years.
Pardoning a president,
well, it's not that magnitude, but that concept.
Okay, good, but anyway, for me at least, it was like. Your mom is so.
Excuse me, he talks for him and I'll talk for myself. I'm not going to lose wisdom. He's out of question and that we lost wisdom in the night as it's well. Who is it? I didn't know he's out. I can't understand it like that.
Das means that. Ah, okay.
Rege kememre. Like he said,
that's what he said. I mean, that's what he said. The zest is geschendo.
That's
a te'im, was a zayim the bris Mashiach.
No, that's what you said. He's already waiting for his wife.
I'm saying that was not just that happened instantly, but that he's already, like, the whole thing was over in a minute.
Yeah.
That's what I mean also.
Okay.
Sam, to me, it was Imam Rishol Dinin of Achakle B'chol Yim Shiyove Kipshute that. Yeah, everyone says Chreis Chavkshen Gehet Svanta Gotzrik as Mashiach Kumb. You know, but you see, you know, it happens before you even have his son said. You know, he didn't have a chance to change his pants and thus. So Mashiach Kumb is his son.
His wife, she had in his car.
Yeah,
has b'tochen. You see here the Kreich of b'tochen also.
Kol menei zach achakle b'chol yom shiyove. Yeah, melos vis nimes Mashiach Hido. Ich dachte, ja, alle Sachen gedacht, machen Freude. Ich komme mir nicht sagen, da ist die Kleider, was sie gewinnen bei ihren Kar. Es ist doch bei uns, kommen mir nicht Sachen.
In Business und in Sachen ist das Stehmen zu werden, wie der Ewigste macht. Das mit einer Peche von einer Sekunde. Das wird sich mit einer Peche completely. Also, es ist immer so, dass es mal bei der Sache und es ist ernst und es ist das Scheich Ramisch und der Yeshua Hashem und
I hear what you're saying, but for most of us, I guess, in day-to-day life, you know, this is like
to many
you saw
people
how it affected you saw it affected Poshet Allah
and that should give a clue about Moshiach. At the Berege Kememre, it's not the Einchanami.
I feel in Dortmund that man in the Andre Kreide, and I'll say the time in Mashiach would come.
Einchanami, I'll tell you, I'll know it come a dry take, far
the Gadda Shevadovid is, as so to get overgeweckt, the Rebbe, I say, feel it, I think you're there, that's all you in. But I say, that's tacht, and with mid, come to us, is that Rebbe, you know, I said, was er kann das Hebel sein und wir nehmen ihn mit so das Zerudis auf bringen Aza als der Achtus bieten we haven't experienced the Achtus bieten in centuries. Such a Yidden should be the few connected together, such a Aleph. And yeah, and they should, and everybody has a fair, everybody has this feeling that this is a theme of what's coming. This is Mashiach Abam coming, and the Rebbe Shem will give him a particular agilagin to kind of film as their design, as if it's hell. You know, like you don't feel it, you don't need it, you don't see it, and the Cheshach Kaf and Chupul.
Yeah, anyway, so that is Tam. That is their. The Rebbe spoke after the Six-Day War that they have to translate the Seiridus from Maisa the Poil. As the Rebbe, I think, even said, they say that they would have used out the Seiridus because the boy Mashiach could have come. You had to talk with because the members.
That was the Rebbe's food, but also after the Gulf War. the goal for, as the found scotzen at the soil, on how much did the hurt, beneficial compared with, except what look what happened in other places, is this included?
Rebbe said it.
I don't know if the Rebbe said it.
What I want to speak about this week is an Indian but something gave Mashiach. If this is going to be a chiyuv when Mashiach comes to bring a korban chatas for an aveda that was done b'shegig b'zman hazeh. Interesting discussion. I think I was doing research on it.
The Gemara says, yeah.
So you have a Gemara. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos says that Rabbi Shmuel had gezogt, the Chacham made a gezeira, you're not allowed to read Friday night to the light of a candle. Why? Because you might come and tilt the candle. In those days, it was called a lamp, whatever they called it. Didn't have a candle like you have today. It wasn't even a lantern. You had here a keli, you put in oil, and then it came to a point, and on the edge there was a wick. And you sometimes tilted it should burn brighter as a shalaf or maver, whatever it might be. So the Chacham made a gzeda, you shouldn't read unless you have someone else watching you. In order that you shouldn't come to tilt it and shab. So
Rabbi Shmuel.
So Rabbi Shmuel says he's not worried about it. So what happened? So it says two versions in the Gemara. One opinion is that Rabbi Shmuel was reading Friday night and he almost was about to and he caught himself. And another opinion says Rabbi Nosson says that he tilted it and he wrote Al Kasav Al Pin Kasav. He wrote on his chayis, whatever you want to call it, his diary, the Beis Hamikdash will be built. I'm going to bring Al Shribana Beis Hamikdash Abi Chata Shmeina. I'll bring a chata shmeina, fatty. What's a pshat chata shmeina? Not sure about it, but this will let us get to the discussion here. So he's going to bring a fatty carbon chata, you know, the sin offering for the. If you did a sin by mistake, did aveda by mistake, you have to bring a carbon chata. From that gemara, it's clear that if a person does an aveda by mistake in today's day and age, the chayda would seem pretty clear. He has to bring a carbon for it when Mashiach will come. So other gemaras
more than one.
I'm saying fine. Yeah, there's other gemaras also. There's a gemara in Masechta Yuma. The gemara, this thing is quoted in Yerushalmi and other also in a few places that says somebody that by mistake ate chaylev bisman hazeh. And he allowed it certain types of animal. He can't eat yet. So if he ate chaylev, the shogeg come over. He ate prohibited chaylev. Today's day and age by mistake, so it doesn't say he has to write down. Here it's taken for granted that he's writing down. It says, what should he write down? He shouldn't write down, I have to bring a carb mechatas, I ate chaylev. He should write, if you let's say he ate punta kazayis of chaylev, he should write, kazayis benin liyachalti. I ate an average kazayis. Why? Because maybe when Mashiach will come, maybe the Beis Hamikdash will be built in his days. And the Sanhedrin will once again be Ma'ayin and the Shiurim. And they'll be Ma'ayin and the Shiurim. And they're going to say that really the Kazayis is supposed to be a little bit bigger. That's a Tung Pshat and that is a separate discussion. They're going to say that the Kazayis is really supposed to be a little bit bigger. And therefore, if he only ate, Bismanazah, he only ate the regular Kazayis, he wasn't over an Avedat on which he has to bring a carbon to the Beis Hamikdash. So if he only ate a regular kazayis and Sanhedrin later say that the kazayis is bigger, so he can't bring a carbon. Since he can't bring a carbon, if he does bring a carbon, he's bringing chulin lazar. He's bringing, not allowed to just bring an animal as a carbon when you're not obligated to bring the carbon. So from this Gemara also is very clear. The Gemara is not just from the Gemara's not only the Gemara's mashma, you have to write, it's like taking for granted that you're writing down every chaveda that you did by mistake. Alamai, you're saying that you have to make sure to write, know what to write. To write down, I ate the kazayis, don't just write, I ate chaylev. I didn't have, because you should know, write, punk, what size you ate kazayis.
It's an amazing concept, this whole thing. Because, that's a mis- what do you say? Is Evan Kib Tizak.
Amen, good. Halpanam, right. Now, so, from those Gemaras is Mashmach L'Cheira clearly that you have to write down. The Rebbe says that the Rebbe discusses Gemara a number of times. There's one famous Sikha that I'm going to speak about. Bav Tishrei Tov Shem Malav. I assume the Rebbe spoke a ganza arichas about this. But the Rebbe says there, the Rebbe says, and it's also in the Kotei Sichas, there's a few others, the Rebbe says that he never heard and was never told that you find, it's the truth is it is brought down in Sfarim. It's brought down in the Shalah, it's brought down in the Shari Tshuva brings it down. But the Poyal Mamish, there's a number of Sfarim that actually do bring it down.
As guides do, or in
L'chayra from those Sfarim, it seems to be mashma that it's like even Kmat Echil to write it down. Some Sfarim do definitely bring it down, but the Poyal Mamish, the Rambam doesn't bring it down, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it down. The Magen Avraham does bring it down, but the way he brings it down, truth is, the Rebbe mentioned it the way it's in the old print. You'll soon see. But the way this Magen Avraham was printed for many years, it says, Magen Avraham is then the Simin Shin Lamedal. It's speaking there about somebody by mistake was Michal Shabbos, that he should fast, he's fast, whatever it might be, he gives staka. But the Rebbe brings down more or less the halachas. Magen Avraham adds to it that it says in Masechta Shabbos, a few days, the Lashon Haragil in the older prints, you see that it's a story with someone that was over in Aveda B'Shoigig, and he wrote on his Pinchas stone, the base Hamidash will be built, he'll bring a Karb Mechatas. The Lashon Vier, the Rebbe said, is Mashma, said, the Magen Avraham, which does bring it down, is Mashma, the right way he writes the story with someone that did an Aveda B'Shoigig, and he wrote it on because he's not Mashma, he's telling you have to do it. It's mashma that there was someone that did it. My nafkimina to me. What difference does it make to me? What it's trying to tell me is that I should realize how important it is to worry about the sins that I did. Even if I'm not going to actually, even if it doesn't mean that practically I have to write it down and I'm going to have to bring a karb mukhatas, but nevertheless, I should realize the importance of doing tshuva for my avedas. And the truth is, if you look in the new prints now, the new Shulchan Aruch, you know, that they printed now, they'll tell you, they write it in the older prints. The first prints, and the way they have it now in the new print, it's a
dozen.
I'm talking about Magen Avraham. So there it says, Isa b'shavs ha'fivei she'inat ma'isa b'echad, doesn't say she'echad over aveira. Doesn't say that she'echad, she'im over aveda. That if a person did an aveda, not the kosva b'pinkasa, and he wrote it, yichtava b'pinkasa, he should write it. Yeah, and the older you'll see in the new print, Madura Streetman, whatever it's called, of the new Shulchan Aruch, of the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch, Magen Avraham, at Simin Shin Lamed Al, I think it's Sifkat Lamed Gimel, towards the end you'll see. So there, the Lashon is mash matake more of a chiyuv, that you should. Beizayf in Shiyya, whatever the Magen Avraham, whichever Nusach you want to go by, the Poyal Mamish, the Rebbe says that the Rebbe doesn't bring it down. And the Pashas, the Rebbe could have seen the
they Rebbe. Learned that as a right, the Magen Avraham holds that way? Or you're saying that?
No, I'm saying the Rebbe's whole verse.
I understand. Because the Rebbe's what still stands, even when it says, Yusuf still stands.
Why?
Because the Rebbe is still saying it. Whatever
the Rebbe said, no, the Rebbe said that from the Lashon, the Magen Avraham, that he said that there was some, I think that Magen Avraham is Kilu saying someone did it. The way it's printed is She'echad Aver Aveda because of
the Rebbe's Raya still is. Nobody moves on.
Oh, good. The Rebbe said, I, the Magen Avraham, the Rebbe is up and gefind, yeah, mitzvahs brengt us.
Yeah, brengt
us. But the Rebbe says in that Lashon, in that place itself, it's mashma that it's not, he's not writing it lahalacha.
In other words, even when he quotes the Gemara, He's also not telling you Allah, you should do that. He wants to bring up a point.
The Rebbe is madgish.
I understand.
The Rebbe is madgish the way he writes it. The Rebbe is madgish a few things. First of all, he says that he doesn't say, he writes it as behemshuk to something else, not as inim if me'atzmi. But the Rebbe says that it's, the Rebbe, whatever, you could still tie chain the Rebbe sikha after b'doichak, even the nusach that we have now. But the Rebbe was focusing on the nusach that is written in a very ambiguous way, in a very indirect way. But someone that was over in Aveden, now the Bepoel Mamish again, the Alter Rebbe doesn't bring it down. The Alter Rebbe, I mean, like, I would say the Alter Rebbe and Stam saw the older prince as well, because I mean, the older prince wasn't too much before the Alter Rebbe to say that. But the Alter Rebbe doesn't bring it down. Not only that, the Rebbe says a very interesting thing, the Alter Rebbe himself, there's a Seder Achnasa Shabbos that the Rebbe printed in the Siddur about being careful not to malacha bein hashmoshes. There's a Mahadura Kama. If you look, the last in the new print of the Shulchan Aruch, they have it. Some of them have it in the older print, but in the new print of the Shulchan Aruch, Chelek Beis, and the Rebbe Shulchan Aruch is the last page. Mamish, the last page before the back, they have Mafeich Hashem. The last page is an earlier Mahadura of the Seder Achnasa Shabbos of the Alter Rebbe. Just a few lines. And there's Alter Rebbe writes to be careful not to malachav in hashmosh, and he says, and if you do, you know, in order to be avoid a chasha, you know, kadosh uskila, v'chi of osham toli chsheibana beis hamikdash. As if you do a malachav in hashmosh, you'll be chayiv not to bring a carbon chatas, because bein hashmosh is a suffix. So you'll bring a osham toli to beis hamikdash will be built. That's what Alter Rebbe wrote lechatchila. But in the final version of the Seder Achnas Shabbos, wait for instance, the Alter Rebbe took those words out. So the Rebbe says, the famous word the Rebbe quoted a lot of times, that when somebody claimed that is made an allegation that it's false in the basin, said it's stronger. Huh?
It's stronger.
Yeah, yeah. It's even stronger. So the fact knows that the Rebbe says, the fact that the Rebbe wrote it here and that Kilo, it gives it more legitimacy. Boom, fuck it. And the fact that the Rebbe first wrote it. And then he took it out. So the fact that he took it out is even much stronger that the Fetish, you don't pass, like, you don't do it. Now, the truth is, the Mishnah Brut also doesn't bring, I mean, the Rebbe doesn't mention the Sikh, I'm saying, the Mishnah Brut doesn't bring it down.
There are two things, I'm sorry if I... Sie darf schreiben sie nicht.
Okay. I'll get that in a second. The art poskim, by the way, I was checking up Moshe Dorach HaShulchan and the Kaf HaChaim, they all quote the Mogen Avram in the Lashon way was in the older prints. Eichet Maisav Be'echad Shavara. In other words, She'echad Over Aveda. Also, there you can clearly say the word of the Rebbe. They don't. They saw the earlier prints or not? They said, "But Cholifim." The Poel Mamish, the Rebbe says that from the Alter Rebbe, it's clearly Mashman Nishtazay. When the Poel Mamish and the Rebbe says, whatever you're going to say, Poel Mamish of Nishke Head, Nishke Zen.
The question is, why are we Shabbos?
Huh?
I have a question. Shabbos. If it's Negeya to Cholif, it's all Chiyuvim. Why are we Shabbos?
Enochanami. So now there's another thing. There's one word which the Shailos of Shulvus and Abchaim Falagi, one of the famous Sfadish Rabbonim who wrote many Sfadim, he wrote the Shailos of Shulvus Slave Chaim. A lot of his Sfarim he called Chaim, Ruach Chaim, big mechaber. So he writes there in the Shailos of Tshuvas, he has a few simonim on this thing, and he writes, he has a whole arichas, and he writes, has interesting word that he says. He says, basically what comes out, doesn't Mamish say it up, Mamish klora from the Rav and figure, but that's what comes up, Mamish pretty... If you put everything he says together, comes directly. He seems very clearly to learn. Poel Mamish, you will have to bring a carbon when Mashiach comes. But he says writing it down is nishkinin. He says why? He says when Mashiach will come, Mashiach v'zayim moirach v'doyim, Mashiach v'tshmekin amensh. When them zogin velcha avedus, which avedus he did, Mashiach will smell through the person. He says and he'll tell us what you need to do, which carbonis need to bring. So he says, what you need to, like, in other words, Mashiach will already tell you you know what, you can rely on Mashiach to tell you what you know, maybe you'll forget. Okay, this is his word. From all other poskim, is not mashmazai. Because in the other poskim, that definitely those that write it, you have to write it down, clearly don't learn that Quran Mashiach. And Olugufi Shalinin Yesh Lahore, the Moirach Vidoin, the Rebbe himself, and the Rambam, the Moshe, doesn't hold that Mashiach has to be Moirach Vidoin right in the beginning. Moirach Vidoin, according to the Rambam at least, is not a Dover HaMuchrach for Mashiach. Of course, Mashiach will have it in Talamais, but it's not. Absolute necessity. You don't rely on in Ruach HaKodesh to tell you what if you have to make a carbon. There is such a mahalach that according to the word of Leib Chaim comes out that the fact that it doesn't brought down in halach, it doesn't mean you won't have to bring the carbon. It just means you don't have to write it. He says, this is Rabbi Shmuel wrote it, it's Midas Chassidus. It's to remember his Avedis Chatosi Nagdisamit Zuchuvan.
That's and he almost did. Oh, right. The other day he did. That itself brought him extra.
Right. Or he says, this, the Gemara says you have to write down which kazayis you weigh. It doesn't mean if you're already writing. If you're already writing. And that Gemara says, if you're already writing that you ate the chalas, already write kazayis bein in your chalpi. But he wants to learn pshat. So shtikel adach. He wants to learn pshat. It's not that you have to write lechatzchila. So midas chesedus. You write. If you're writing, we're telling you what to write. Paul, there's such a mahalach, but again, the Rebbe doesn't learn that way. And from many other, most other mafarshim, doesn't seem that they went with this mahalach. So now, there's another two nekudas here that I want to mention before I get to the point of the Rebbe's beard. The other nekudas are that the Chidushi Haran writes over here that Rab Shmuel only wrote that will bring a carbon chatas if the Beis HaMikdash will be built biyomov in his days. Why? Because if the Beis HaMikdash is built after he passes away, it's a chatas shemesu by law. It's a carbon chatas, there's a halacha that if somebody is chayv a carbon. That is a carbon chatas that the bialim, if somebody passed away, and he even let's say he designated the carbon to bring, remember that this mantra Beis HaMikdash Yekayim. Beis HaMikdash stood, and somebody had to bring a carbon chatas, and he designated it, and then he passed away. You don't bring it. So he says he's not chayiv to bring the carbon chatas after he passes away. And you see, Rashi also Masech Yuman, that gemara about somebody eating chazayis chelav. Rashi says maybe the Beis HaMikdash will build biyomov in his day. And the Rebbe learns clearly that it has to be biyomov. And now, what's the other option? The other option is. The reason why I'm pointing this out is because some people could say, because Darizal says like this, it's hard to understand what's book Darizal writes in a few places. You know the famous thing is written on Chassidus number of times, that Rebbe brings down in Tanya, that every neshama has to come to Gilgal to fulfill all the mitzvahs. So Darizal says, what about the mitzvahs that are only able to be fulfilled in times of the Beis HaMikdash like Karbanis? He says the Nisham will have to come be Gilgal when Mashiach will come. The Nishamas will come down be Gilgal before
the Melech is mitzvah.
Huh?
The Melech is mitzvah also.
The mitzvah is the Melech is mitzvah, but the mitzvahs are chveis.
Yeah,
uh-huh. The regular mitzvahs that are dependent on each person, he's not yoitza, he has to come down be Gilgal to do it. So he says, this is the remez that Rabbi Shmuel had when he wrote Al Pinkasa, when he wrote on his thing that when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, I'll bring a chatas shmeina. The remez was to this. Was punkt meint Arizal da? And pshat comes out, what he's trying to say is that he's going to come down the Gilgal again, and then I'll bring a carbon chatas. Pshayla is, Pasha don't have one, what's pshat here? If a person comes the Gilgal, he can't bring a carbon chatas for an aveda that he did in the previous Gilgal. The other pshat he could learn, which Lani is that he is much more noit to what she's trying to say. I'll soon tell you another pshat, but it's hard with that Rizal, is that he'll come down the Gilgal and he'll do an aveda b'shegi. He'll do an aveda b'shegi. He'll bring a kerb mechatas. And that already will be mechaper on that. In other words, api halacha, it's not going to be mechaper on it because api halacha one nechatas one aveda. But that is Gilgal, one Aveda is not Mechap, not Aveda, but Bruchni is saying Yonim. That says, he'll bring, now, Stam Lohoyer, and you'll soon see why that's connected with Chatas Shmein. I'll say another word before I continue with Arizal's word. The other poskim say, why did Rabbi Shmuel say Chatas Shmein, a fat Kerb Mechatas? He said, because Rabbi Shmuel ben the halacha that whoever learns the whoever recites the parsha of achatas, if he brought achatas, if you do tshuva, it's mechaper. And the Rebbe says that somebody does an aveda b'zman hazeh. The Rebbe speaks about a gate and other things. Even Rabbi Shmuel would say, "I'll have to bring korban mechatas." But the tshuva that he did b'zman hazeh, legabi, now it's a complete tshuva. Until Mashiach comes, his tshuva is complete. He has all the miles of a bal tshuva. But Mashiach will come, he'll have to bring a korban. Because the Pearl Mamash, you can't take him, the mitzvahs have to be done with Gashmi. So Kerb and Gashmi can't be substituted with saying Pashas, Chatas, and Das. Some Paschim say, what Pshat Chatos Shmeina? Chatos Shmeina meant that like this, until now, Hapachashtikel Yetzigev and the Kerb Mechatas by saying the words. When Mashiach will come, I'll bring a real Kerb Mechatas, Shmeina means it's gonna be
the
Gashmi. The Gashmi, it's gonna be Yitzel L'chol HaDeis. It's not just gonna be Stam or Karban. But, so the Gabi, this word also, I think they say, some people say the word, they'll bring a Chata Shemena means, I don't say they shepherd Tzutze Dariza, but the same Teichen, they say that even though he only did Aveda B'Gilgul HaKoidim, but he'll do an Aveda, he'll end up, because he did an Aveda B'Shegi, then he's gonna end up doing Aveda B'Shegi now. And the Karb Mechatas will bring, he'll make a fet, the Karb Mechatas, so that extra, that
cash
will be moved, that additional, schmaltz, the Karb Mechatas. We'll also take away that bit of that. There's another pshat here, which Leib Chaim, he himself learns. He says that what Darizel is trying to say, even though it's hard to learn pshat in the Parsha of Vetter, that he's like this, is that by Tchias HaMeisim, he'll stand up for bringing Karb Mechatas. But Tchias HaMeisim is not a Gilgul. Tchias HaMeisim is the same Guf. So that's the Musa, he'll bring Karb Mechatas. Now here, the Rebbe, the Ben Yishchai disagrees with this. The Rebbe also clearly learns, it says, Tchias HaMeisim is Ponim Chadoshes. Even though it's Taka, the same Guf, and Dalo Meisim, but it's a ponim chadoshes. It's not shaykh to say al pi halacha that guf that stands up at chias hameisim has to bring a korban for an aveda did before. The truth is that Rabbi Galitsky in his sefer I think says al pi longman al pi chakira you could say there's two opinions how chias hameisim will happen. Either will happen through the etzim luz or the pikkud Rabbi Lezer holds that the whole body will be come from the rat of the body. Not sure it'll be an actual part of the body remains. It's gonna its whole body is going to be renewed. So he says, "Miken zogin b'darach afshir that if you say that the etzim luz will remain, it's not mamish panim chadoshes. The guf that comes is still a continuation of previous guf. If it's completely a new thing, it is a pchalayv. And just am lomdas. I want to get to the Rebbe's
view. The idea of panim chadoshes is you can put something back into a kiln and it comes
good. Oh, but that
yeah,
fine.
Yeah,
lose. But I wanted the Rebbe. I think he's not making it up on his own. The Rebbe has a whole sikh and the Rebbe that taking them in the famous sikh about Tchias HaMeisim. People that will get up at Tchias HaMeisim, they're going to be Tmei Meis. The whole sikh of the Rebbe about it. Did the Rebbe mentions I think this word, not this word, like I'll be this, but. And the Rebbe touches upon the same. But getting back to this thing over here. The Rebbe says, the Rebbe's beer is like this. The Rebbe goes through a whole arichas, but the point of the Rebbe says it like this. It's a chiddush of the Rebbe, but a very fashtandik of word. In order for a person to be chayv a korb mechatas, a person has to understand, he doesn't know, korb mechatas, you did the aveda by mistake. It's a shegi. But he has to have an awareness that how serious an aveda b'shegi is. The same way b'mezer, you can't kill someone, unless you give him a hasra and he understands what he's doing. Al-Darach is a shegi, even though by a shegi he doesn't know what he's doing it by mistake, but in concept, he has to have an awareness, b'chlal, how severe an aveda b'shegi is. And if he knows that he has to bring a korban mechatas, it gives him an understanding how serious aveda is.
Before doing it, of course.
Yeah. Now, if a person, to him, the whole idea of bringing korban mechatas is not real, because he doesn't see the Beis HaMikdash. So, m'meila, to him, the whole severity of a chait, of a sin done by mistake, is not there. Because even he knows that Torah says if you do a sin by mistake, you have to bring Karb Mechatas. But to him, the Karb Mechatas isn't real. The Karb Mechatas isn't real, so the Aveda B'Shegi that he did is not so severe, because he doesn't really think it's going to lead to Karb Mechatas. And Mela, such a person, if he actually did an Aveda, is not going to bring a Karb Mechatas. Because he doesn't have the awareness of understanding the Rebbe's Mechadash Avodah. Even by Shogeg, you have to have a certain understanding of what that Avodah is, that is severe enough that you have to bring a carbon for it. So the Rebbe says, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, the Amoraim in the Gemara, we said you have to write it. It's because by them that they were chadr, they were so durknum, the chakalei v'cholim sheyovet, that it was real in their eyes that they attracted them to bring a carbon chatas. So for them, they had to write it. For us, the Rebbe says, even if it's a sophic, when the Choshech HaGolos is talking that every year that he had hurt us, but at that hurt us, he hears that Mashiach is coming, does it affect his actions? So for him, if you want to say Zoltan, it's a suffix. Maybe he's permeated with that understanding enough that he realizes that it's Aveda B'Shege Kalita Karban. If it's only a suffix, you can't bring a carbon to the base. I mean, that's just Cholom Azara. But that's the Rebbe's view. The Rebbe adds one word, Rebbe Shalom Elisha, that in his days, the Roman emperor gave permission to build the base Amikdash. So when he wrote it, it was taka a realistic thing that the base Amikdash should be built. But that doesn't explain the Gemara Masechta Yuma, which is much after that Rebbe Shmuel. But B'chlal, that's in this very geschmacky beat of the Rebbe, how it's all totally in how you feel about Mashiach. But Shmuel ben Elisha and the other the Amoraim said, for them it was real, and for them they taka have to write it. They would taka b'chai. For us, is
so based on your Rakdoma, so they zayn Mashiach had come, and they see when them done mistake, them mitzvah.
Ja, dann haben wir den Schreiber.
Dann haben wir Schreiber, was ist auch nicht wichtig. Hallo, jetzt rege ich ein Memra. Und le poil mamisch ich jetzt, le poil mamisch. Es ist gut, rege ich ein Memra, person, die da wäre in the morning, afternoon, wo Schiach kam,
ja.
Ist ich hei, aber not.
Gut, Schiach, na.
Okay, gut, dann mitzvast. Das ist der Schem, ich habe mir das nicht noch.